risk of a claim seeking recovery from their product, and the product being the fuel. So they would need to have products completed operations coverage, because they're going to have aircraft in their possession while fueling. There is an exposure to aircraft in their care, custody, and control. So they need to get hangar keepers coverage. And if they're operating a fuel truck that has fuel on it, then there is a business auto exposure. A similar process went through each of these activities or operators, which we could go through specifically if necessary. As a part of this process, this was discussed both within the committee. There was some additional discussion afterwards between myself, the insurance broker for the county, and then subsequent to that, this was vetted by an external source, both for reasonableness on its requirements of pilots as well as the insurance requirements, and it essentially passed muster. They did make some good suggestions, which were ultimately incorporated into the matrix.
One of the suggestions they made was under the student renter's liability, that $1 million that I had on the matrix that I sent them was a little excessive, and my finger got stuck on the zero key when I did that. It was never intended to be $1 million. It was always $100,000. So, but we did make that change. Do you want me to talk about the risk analysis?
Sure.
Part of this. But part of the discussion was, well, there may be operations that with hangar keepers that they never had, they could never do $1 million worth of damage. So why make them have $1 million worth of coverage? So that's what the risk analysis is. That if an operator thinks that $1 million is too excessive for the type of operation that he has, you know, we'll go through kind of the process that we've always gone through within the county to look at, you know, what exposure is there, you know, what kind of aircraft is he storing, maintaining, you know, or whatever the case may be, and come up with a reasonable amount of insurance required. And then that would be approved by the county. And I think we've decided that instead of the county council, it would go be approved by the county administrator. So there's that level of review that we did do some due diligence and come up with a reasonable requirement.
So anything we approve tonight would have that changed. The note number 4, risk analyses are subject to Sussex County Administrator approval.
I saw in doing review of this and reviewing a lot of other airports is this is pretty standard, except for the business automobile. What I saw at some other airports was a number much lower than $1 million. Maybe it's because of the different description, but you know, 300,000 is what I saw at a couple other different airports. Any idea why that'd be so different than what this recommendation is?
Well, if you're talking about a commercial auto, yes, I would say it's almost unheard of to require less than $1 million for business auto liability, be it a fuel truck or less. I'm not saying that someone may not have a lower standard, but I think if someone was to take a contemporary look at business auto operation, it would be unusual to have a lower limit. When you add in the fact that it is a fuel truck, the risks associated with it are significantly higher due to size and contents, I think.
Is that designed to cover fuel trucks? Is that what that category is?
That's the purpose of it.
Because it,
why don't we say fuel trucks then?
Well, I didn't do it that way because our trucks are not tagged for on-road use.
Well,
and there's a different type of insurance called inland marine that covers that I have that covers those, and they have, you know, much different type of, I don't know, different policy or different limits and so forth than what this is covering.
Yeah, there's an amendment to airport liability coverage available for the on-site or on-airport